You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
As the only writer in a Chinese-Canadian family of scientists and engineers, 26-year-old Kim Fu probably felt that she never quite fit in. And she brings something of that outsider's perspective to her debut novel, For Today I Am a Boy. It's a story of Peter Huang, the only son born to Chinese immigrant parents desperate to fit into their small-town Ontario community. As Peter grows up alongside his three sisters, he and his family struggle with the fact that he identifies as a girl. It's published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, and I'm very pleased it has brought Kim Fu to our show today. Hello.
Thank you very much for having me.
When did Peter start thinking that he's a girl, and why?
Not everyone has this experience, but Peter has always known. Peter knows before he can talk. And it's not necessarily an articulated knowledge, but it's there and it's deep and it's always present.
So it's something that you feel in your body, isn't it?
For Peter, there's a diversity of experiences. Not all trans individuals know.
How do his feelings about his sexuality change over the course of the novel?
Well, Peter naturally leans towards pleasing other people and meeting expectations and trying to follow the path that is laid out for him and what the world expects of him. But obviously, Peter has urges and desires and needs that that's not going to meet. And so his sexuality and his gender identity develop as he experiments with different ways of different compromises, essentially, different ways of just getting a little piece of what he might need.
But he's not a homosexual.
That's a separate identity, and that's not necessarily something.
In fact, his relationships, when he has relationships, tend to be with women, even though they're complicated.
I think that for the part of Peter's life that the book explores, sexuality is not an answer that is not a finished question yet. It's because he has so much trouble relating to his own body. It's a lot harder to relate to other people's bodies and to know necessarily something that might seem simple on the surface.
You must have had to do a lot of research into that community, which is not the community that has really been talked about a lot.
Well, I was very lucky that I had people in my life who I could talk to about their experiences and their concerns. And they recommended a lot of books to me long before I was sure exactly what I was going to write, if it was going to be a novel, just when it was an abstract idea that interested me a lot. And so I read a lot of memoir and personal essays written by trans individuals, but they had, again, very individual, specific experiences that weren't necessarily going to influence the book.
Was the original inspiration the idea of identity? Because of your own experiences growing up in an immigrant family?
The original idea actually came from a different story that I came across, which was a sports writer named Christine Daniels, who wrote for the LA Times. And she came out she had to transition very publicly, very late in her life. And that one detail was what really got me. The issues around race and other aspects of identity kind of flowed in later with the family. That the dynamics of the family were very important to me and were there from the very beginning, from the very earliest drafts. And race is such an integral part of that that it does the book does end up being about many shades of identity,
including a woman who wants to try out lovers of all races.
Yes, that is someone that Peter comes across.
Now, Peter's father is a Chinese immigrant who's determined to fit into Canadian society, and yet at the same time, he's rather traditionalist.
Peter's father believes that the path to success is a very total kind of assimilation, so he's trying to scrub out all the things that are superficially Asian about himself because he thinks that will help him fit into white North American culture. And you know, insofar as it's impossible for him, it should be doable for his children, as if he keeps everything out of the house. At the same time, though, you can't truly break up your identity that way. You can't know all the things, all the parts of you that belong to different aspects of your identity. So he is holding on to very traditional Chinese values about gender and lineage without necessarily recognizing that those are what they are.
And then Peter's mother is submissive. How does that affect Peter's understanding of his own sexuality?
I think Peter's mother poses a problem for him because Peter's an extremely feminine individual who wants very desperately to be a housewife and to fill very hyper-feminine roles. And so his mother's misery, as it's omnipresent as a background in his life, is a difficult thing for him to deal with and is almost something he has to put aside. But Peter spends a lot of time looking at ways that different women express femininity and experience womanhood, and that she's just one of many.
How do his parents react to his feeling that he's really a girl?
They're not the kind of family that talks about it in explicit terms or even acknowledges necessarily the various secrets that they're all keeping from each other. They all have maintained a face for one another. And so insofar as they recognize it, Peter's father feels, he acknowledges it and says it is just your cross to bear. It is something you must tamp down and keep together and not shame me and not shame the family.
And what about his three sisters?
For his sisters, it's something they recognize also almost unconsciously from the very beginning, as Peter does, is that as even though he identifies as male and uses male pronouns, they all slip and think of him as a sister or a daughter, that even as he uses male pronouns, they use female roles because that's what he feels like to them their whole lives. They all deal with it differently, but they all sort of carry that knowledge too.
So I was going to ask you whether we should refer to Peter as he or she, and it's still he, despite the fact that he thinks of himself as a girl.
With a real person, that question is a lot simpler. You just use whatever pronoun they prefer. For a fictional character, it's a little dicier. And in the case of Peter, I typically use male pronouns when I talk about him because the book is about the part of his life where he identifies as male and he uses male pronouns. And as the title suggests, it's about that, the day and the moment where he still thinks of himself as a he.
Is he open with people about his problems with gender identity?
Definitely not. But he encounters a lot of people who recognize it and who are open to the complexities of it and are interested in seeing parallels with their own lives and their own interests in being different than they seem initially. But it's not something that Peter can put in so many words comfortably.
Well, he works in a restaurant kitchen, and Chinese restaurant kitchens are very male.
All restaurant kitchens are pretty male-dominated. I think initially, though, restaurant kitchens are a very comforting place for Peter because I worked as a cook for several years, and it's a place where people are sort of pantomiming masculinity, where it's this kind of over-the-top, joking macho-ness that feels like a performance and a joke. And if you're trying to figure out how one performs masculinity or how it performs gender, it can be a comfortable place to be.
My guest is Kim Fu, who's written a novel called For Today, I Am a Boy. He does have relationships with a number of women, one who, as I mentioned earlier, prefers men of different races. Another's a lesbian who's undergoing conversion therapy through her church, although she continues to have sex with women. What's his appeal to them?
For Margie, who's the woman who likes to date men of different races, she carries a lot of outdated and very severe stereotypes in her mind. And for her, Peter fulfills a very inaccurate stereotype about Asian men really fully and is exactly the fantasy that she had about, an effeminate, emasculated Asian man.
But it depersonalizes.
Absolutely. Peter is willing to endure a lot of abuse for just this shred of acceptance that Margie offers by thinking of him in what would be for any other Asian man an extremely offensive way. In the case of Claire, who is the lesbian who is undergoing conversion therapy, she recognizes a kindred spirit in Peter, they recognize that in each other as people who are trying to, resist their authentic selves so deeply and who would rather would rather suffer than, you know, confront.
But when Peter learns the story of his first transgendered friend's transition from female to male, his initial reaction is one of anger and rage.
Peter's world was very small up until that point. And Peter thought of his own demons as very singular. He thought he was the only one, almost certainly the only one in the world going through what he was going through and had suffered and worked against his entire life. And then to meet people who are not really that much younger than him, you know, who are less than 15 years younger than him, who seem like they were born into an entirely different world where they felt entitled to acceptance and to equality, and that they ask themselves from very young who they are and what their ideal lives might be. It's a very upsetting to think that he had suffered when perhaps he didn't have to.
Before you wrote this book, did you read other novels about characters struggling to fit in, like Jeffrey Eugenides' Middlesex?
I actually made a list of books that I wouldn't allow myself to read until I finished the manuscript so that they wouldn't unsettle me and get in their head. And Middlesex was on it, as well as Annabelle by Kathleen Winter and Nevada by Imogen Binney. You know, I had to keep that separate. I read mostly nonfiction leading up to it.
You don't use the words transgendered or transsexual in the novel. Why not?
Because I think that comes up very late when Peter meets these young friends. But up until that point, that's not how Peter understands his situation necessarily.
In the novel, there's a hate crime in which a woman named Dana Jackson is attacked on Halloween. Is that based on an actual event?
Yes and no. I mean, the trans community faces so much violence, and that I think those were – they always have faced a lot of violence, and they always have faced a lot of abuse. And I think that only recently are these crimes gaining more visibility, and I think that that's something that Peter had to understand simultaneously. Like, as he meets these young friends who have a much easier time self-defining, they are also in a world that feels overwhelming because the threat is very present. It's not like Peter, you know, individuals suffering all by themselves in small towns. It's a community that is facing a great deal of violence.
Well, you now live in Seattle. What's been the response from the LGBT community, and is it different in the United States than it is in Ontario?
Well,
both places are cold.
The book only came out, you know, last week, so the response is still sort of yet to be seen. In Canada, one of the two national newspapers, the National Post, the book was reviewed by Esbjerg Bergman, who is a very prominent trans writer, and his response was very thoughtful and overall positive.
What about your family's response? I mentioned at the beginning that you come from immigrant parents who are in the sciences and engineers. Have they reacted well to your decision to become a writer?
Well, I have been writing since I was a little kid, and there's only been one year of my life when I wasn't writing, and that was when I gave engineering a try. Like, I only lasted a year in a university program before I was just too miserable, and I couldn't face a life where I hadn't at least tried to be a writer. And I think up to that point, my parents had sort of fairly wanted me to understand that it was a hobby and that I'd never make a living wage at it, because very few people did. But after that point, when I said, you know, I have to try or I'm going to be miserable forever, then they've been very supportive.
And they've read the book?
My father passed away before it came out. My mother hasn't read it yet, but I think she will. And her response also remains to be seen.
And they're still in Ontario?
My mother lives in Vancouver.
Kim Fu's novel, For Today I Am a Boy, is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks again for having me.